hit this the way I believe the Lord wants us to. We're going to look at chapter 20 tonight, a little bit of it. It's going to take a little bit more to go through it tonight. This is going to be after the tribulation period going into the millennial reign. So it's going to be a little different. It's going to be a little, I got a commentary book here I want to read. Not all of it I believe. I don't really know what I believe. Right? You read the Bible and you study it enough, you'll realize you don't know a whole lot in there. Only what he gives you the vision to see, the ears to hear, and what he allows you to see. So I'm going to read what the commentary book has here at the end and give you their point of view on it. You can take it whichever way you want to take it. And we're going to go that way with chapter number 20 for right now. We're going to go the first 10 verses, but then I'm going to give you an overview, a look at it for the next week. And you can discern on what you want to do. I've not got a discernment on it, but I've read several commentary books, and I just don't have it the way that I'd want the Lord to show me. But anyway, Revelation 20, amen? But starting in verse number 1, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. You know, I'd be scared of a preacher that knew it all, wouldn't you? I'd be scared of a man of God or somebody that knew everything in the Bible. I'm glad when I come to a place and I can't understand it, and when I dig into it, I just can't get a hold of it. Revelation 20, verse number 1, the Bible says, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, and that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and there's the millennial reign, cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him." Ain't you glad he's going to be shut up one day? Praise God. "That he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they set upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death had no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." Father, we do love you and we do thank you for this night that you've allowed us to come into your house, study a portion of your word. Lord, I pray tonight for every prayer request that's been lifted up tonight. Lord, all the way around this room tonight, the ones that's got loved ones that's sick, that's going to have tests run, that's going to have things going on, Lord, we pray you would touch them. We pray you would help them tonight. Lord, we pray tonight for the ones that's lost loved ones this week, the ones that have died this week, Father. We pray that you be with them families, that you touch them, that you help them, that you give them a peace that passes all understanding. Father, I thank you for that song that was sung tonight. Lord, I thank you tonight that our freedom is in the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for that tonight. Lord, I thank you for the praise reports tonight that's all over the building. Lord, I pray for the next few moments that you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let everything I say be according to you, Father, tonight. And Lord, I thank you that there's going to come a day that Satan's going to be bound up. I thank you there's going to be a day for 1,000 years. There's going to be a time. He's going to be put in that bottomless pit. And Father, but that's not going to be the end. I thank you for the day that he's going to be cast into the lake of fire. Lord, I thank you for that. There'll be no more torment. There'll be no more pain. There'll be no more sin. There'll be no more of them things that we'll have to deal with. Lord, what a blessing that's going to be. Father, we love you. We thank you. We glorify your name. And it's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight in Revelation chapter number 20, we're going to look between verses 1 and verse number 10 tonight. And here's where we want to go. After the tribulation, now, we're coming after the tribulation, Satan will be bound in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. He is going to be bound in a bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Now, let me give you this before we go any further. That's not hell, and that is not the lake of fire. That is just the bottomless pit where Satan and his demonic angels is going to be put for 1,000 years, that they're not going to have rain, they're not going to have freedom, they're not going to be able to do and deceive people the way they are right now. But let me give you this. The bottomless pit is simply the abyss, the abode of evil spirits, where all those evil spirits will be. This key, the key he's talking about here, when you read in verse number 1, the key shows authority, and the chain depicts imprisonment and the binding. So we see that the key shows the authority of God Almighty, and the chain depicts his imprisonment and the binding of Satan up. The seal indicates God's authority and guarantees that Satan will not be released until 1,000 years have passed. Until 1,000 years. You say, preacher, do you believe this is going to be literally 1,000 years? Or do you believe it's going, some people believe that he didn't make the earth, he didn't create everything in 7 days. They believe that it took 7,000 years. Them days was really, and listen, I believe he created it that way. I believe on that seventh day he was finished and he seen that it was good. I believe he's seen. He has the power to do that. But I believe here this is not going to be 1 year. I believe this is going to be 1,000-year millennial reign. I believe he's going to reign for 1,000 years and have complete reign over everything. And you say tonight, what is the big deal about Satan that he must be bound and cast into this bottomless pit? Do you know tonight, as a Christian, lost person, saved person, whatever you are tonight, wherever you are spiritually tonight, Satan torments us all. There's not one of us he don't torment. There's not one of us that he doesn't come against tonight. He comes against every one of us tonight. And I want to show you 3 ways that he comes against us tonight. Number one is this, is that Satan is a deceiver tonight. He deceives in people's lives tonight. Look what he says here in verse number 10 of the text. And the devil that deceived them. So I see tonight that he is a deceiver. He is a master at deceiving people. That's why he must be bound up in that 1,000-year millennial reign. If not, I want you to know he will still be deceiving people. Revelation 12:9, the Bible says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. You say, preacher, who all does Satan deceive? Number one, he deceives angels. And tonight, I want you to know this. If he can deceive an angel, he can deceive you and I tonight. I'm talking about a created being as what an angel is. And God created these angels, and he deceived them. So I see that he deceived angels. But I also see that he deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden. I see that in Genesis chapter number 3 where he deceived the woman. In 1 Timothy 2:14, the Bible says, and Adam was not deceived. Satan did not deceive Adam. He deceived the woman in the garden. When Adam come along, the woman had done partook of it and give it to Adam, and Adam fell victim to it and he took it. But in the book of Timothy he says, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression, or was in the fall. Friends, tonight, can I say to you that the Satan, he's nothing but a deceiver tonight. He wants to deceive this church. He wants to deceive everyone here. He deceived the angels. He deceived Eve in the garden. But he also will deceive you and I also tonight. He wants to do nothing more than deceive you and trick you and lead you in places that you ought not go tonight. He is subtle in how he does it. When he come to Eve in that garden, he just didn't come up to her and he eased his way in there. Ain't that how he does that in the world we live in? You let a little doubt come in. You let a little animosity come in. You let a little pride come in. You let a little jealousy come in. And it ain't long. That old snake, he done slithered himself all up in it. And you say, preacher, not me. Let me share this with you tonight. He will deceive you and I also. Galatians 6:7, the Bible says, be not deceived. Who is the deceiver tonight? Satan is. He is the deceiver tonight. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. God will never be mocked. Satan will mock him, but it won't do no good. It says, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Whatever you sow tonight, that's what you're going to reap. There's no other way around it. That's what the Bible teaches. I see tonight that Satan is a deceiver. He deceives anybody he can. If you'll look with me in verse number 2 of the text, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. You said, preacher, who bound him up? Was it God? Was it Jesus? It was an angel from heaven came and bound him up. He put him down. He put him in that bottomless pit. He took that old deceiver. He done deceived some angels, but he didn't deceive all the angels. Amen? He deceived some people, but he don't deceive all people. How do I keep from being deceived? Staying in the Word of God. Amen? By staying in this book will keep you from being deceived. I see tonight that he is a deceiver, but I also see that Satan is a liar. Now, two Sundays ago, I preached on this because I've been in the book of Revelation and I just see what he is and who he is. And I see he's a deceiver, but I also see Satan as a liar when we read the text and we read the Bible. He is a liar in what he does. He says in verse number 7 of the text, and when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. So he's going to go out and he's going to make war and battle in what we in the world that you and I know now. But get this, in John 8:44, here's what Jesus said about Satan. He said this. He told them, he said, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. Tonight, can I say to you, Satan wants to do nothing else but to deceive you and to lie to you and to make you fall victim to what he wants you to do. He says, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. You say, what will he do? Satan's a liar. What will he do, preacher? He wants to do nothing more than to murder you with lies. He wants to kill you and destroy you with lies straight from the pits of hell. Friends, tonight, do you know he can twist a story better than anybody? He can twist it and make it lie. He can twist it and make it sound good. Hey, can I say to you tonight, he'll give you a little bit of truth, but give you a whole lot of lie. He'll give you a little bit of truth, but a whole lot of lie. Have you ever been like that? Have you ever heard a story on something or on somebody or maybe on yourself and you got a little bit of the truth, but then there's a whole lot of lie after it? You know what you have to do tonight? You have to study to show yourself approved and stay in that word tonight because he's going to try to murder you with lies that he tells. I see this. He was a murderer from the beginning. But can I say not only will he murder you with lies, but he'll misguide you with lies. See, he's a liar. So during this time of the millennial reign, not only is he a deceiver and he has to be bound, but he's a liar and he has to be bound. If not, he would still be deceiving people and he would still be lying to them. Look what he says here. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. That's how he misguides you. There's not a bit of truth in Satan. There's not a bit of truth. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar. And the father of it. I see he murders with lies, he misguides with lies, and he is the master of lies tonight. He is the master of that tonight. So let me move on here, and I want to go to this next part. Not only Satan is a deceiver, we see in the text tonight how he deceives, how he's come down here in the millennial reign. They've cast him into the bottomless pit. They've got him bound up. They've got him put in a place. And I see now, not only because Satan is the enemy tonight. You know what tonight? There is nobody in this room your enemy. People leave churches. Listen, I hear this all the time. I hear this all the time. People leave churches all the time. Here's the reason why. So-and-so was against me. So-and-so was talking about me. So-and-so was this. So-and-so was that. Where's that come from? Satan. You don't have no enemy in this place. You say, oh, you don't know. You don't have no enemy in this place. You may think you have an enemy, but your enemy is Satan. He is the one that deceives and lies, and he's the enemy, and he's the master of it. He is. If there's one thing he wants to do in this local body, he wants to cause division, he wants to deceive, he wants to lie because he is the enemy. He hates, listen to me, if you're a member of this church, you got a target on your back because he hates what's going on. He hates what's going on in this local body. He hates it with a passion tonight. And if there's one thing he can do to you tonight, listen to this, is he'll try to get you to a place that he deceives you and he lies to you. You said, preacher, are you sure of that tonight? I'm 100% sure of that tonight. He's a liar and he's the master of it. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to deceive. He wants to cause division right down the middle tonight because Satan is the enemy. If you look in your notes, this is what I wrote tonight. He wants to swallow you and consume whomever. He doesn't care. He don't care about you. He wants to swallow you up and consume you because he doesn't care about you. I want to know tonight, I want you to think about this. Who in here this week feels like you've been swallowed up and consumed? Look at the hands. You feel like you've been swallowed up and consumed just this week. And who'd that come from? It didn't come from God. That comes straight from the enemy. That comes straight from Satan. That comes straight from the pits of hell. That's what he wants to do. He wants to put that attack on you. So you say, preacher, if he's the enemy, what is the first thing he wants to war with me with? He wants to war with my hands. Oh, he'd care less about your hands. Your mind. And there's nobody in here can do anything about it but the blood of Jesus Christ. His greatest attack on you is your mind. You ever had your mind wander? Hey, yeah. Let me show you this. That he's the enemy of your mind. Let me give you this. Verse number 8. And shall go out to deceive the nations. There it is. Here's the enemy. Here he comes. Which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to do what? To battle. What? He wants them to fight. He wants them to be at war amongst themselves. So we see he does it in the mind. The number of whom is at the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about. And the beloved city in fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Let me give you this. The enemy of your mind, 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 4, the Bible says, and whom the God of this world. Now that God, that little G, that's Satan. Whom the God of this world, that little G, that is Satan tonight, this is what he does. He tries to get in your mind. He tries to get there. I tell my wife all the time, she tells me all the time, don't speak it and he don't know it. You need to learn that. When you speak it, he hears it, he knows it, he wars your mind. You keep it, don't let it come off your lips, don't let it come out of your mouth. You keep it in. You say, preacher, I'll blow up if I keep it in. You'd be better than blowed up and let him be on you. You keep it in. And I'm the first one to be guilty of this. Look, he says this, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. What does he want to do? He's wanting to destroy that mind. He's wanting to blind that mind so we don't see the things of God and we don't understand the things of God and we don't get lined up with the things of God. So Satan is an enemy tonight. He's a deceiver. He's a liar and he's an enemy. And I can preach this every day and people still overlook it and still not understand tonight what Satan is trying to do. You say, you give Satan too much credit. Listen to me tonight. There is a war between God and Satan. And we're caught slap in the middle of it. Job, where was Job at? He was slapping the middle of it. What did he say? He said, have you considered my servant? This is what the Lord said. Satan didn't say it, Brother Hagin. The Lord said, have you considered my servant Job? And he said, yeah, but you got a hedge on him. And he said, you ain't going to let nothing happen to him. He's your pride and joy. You're going to take care of him. And he said, oh, no. I believe he can go through the test. I believe he can go through the trial. I believe he can go through it. He'll come out on the other side. Caught right in the middle of Satan. And the devil is who? Job. You know, this war has never been about you and I. It's always been about God and Satan. And we caught right slap in the middle of it. We were created in his image. Who does Satan go to deceive? The one that was created in the image of the Creator. That's who he went to deceive. Today, who is he trying to deceive? The one that's created in the image of the Creator. It's what he's trying to do in your life. I'm telling you. I'm telling you this. And he does that by your mind. He's a deceiver. He's a liar. And he's your enemy tonight. The war started in the Garden of Eden. And there's going to come a day the battle is going to be over. And I want to show you this as we're going down through here, this battle tonight. Man, as I study this book of Revelation, I just see it getting closer, closer and closer. The enemy of your mind, but the enemy that must be destroyed. And look in verse 10 of the text. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Forever and ever. So the enemy wants your mind, and the enemy that must be destroyed. 1 John chapter number 3 and verse number 8, the Bible says, he that committeth sin is of the devil. Tonight, if you want to know if you're saved and you're heaven bound, how much do you enjoy sin? That's just point blank. It says, he that committeth sin is of the devil. If you like sinning, you love being wrapped up in it. The Bible says he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested. For this purpose was the Son of God brought forth. For this purpose was the Son of God born. For this purpose the Son of God walked 33 years on this earth. For this purpose the Son of God hung on an old rugged cross. For this purpose, the Son of God was put in a borrowed tomb, Sister Patsy. For this purpose, the Son of God arose again on the third day. And for this purpose, he is seated on the right hand of the Father. Why? To defeat and destroy Satan. That's his whole purpose. If he don't die on the cross, Satan's never defeated. He is never going to be destroyed without the cross. And in my life, in your life, the only way I can defeat Satan is by the cross. It's through the cross. It's through Jesus. I've got to defeat him tonight. Look what he says. Get this. He said, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he, not you and not me. Tonight, you can't defeat Satan and I can't defeat him. He'll deceive me every time. He'll lie to me every time. And he'll be my enemy forever until he's cast into the lake of fire. Listen to this. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's why he's done it. That's why he died on the cross. To save you and I. To redeem us back to the Father. To bring us back to the Father. You say, preacher, what did he do when he redeemed us back? He took care of that death curse that's on your life. He's took care of that curse, that sin curse that's wrapped all around your life tonight. And that death on that cross, I want you to get this tonight. What he done when he died on that cross, he took care of that enemy. He took care of that enemy. Only when Satan and his demons are bound up will there will be peace. He will be loosed for a little season and then Satan will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone forever. Forever. I want to share this with you. And this is where I'm at on this study. I've been going through the book of Revelation, and I see tonight that Satan is a deceiver. He's a liar, and he's my enemy tonight, okay? That's what he is tonight. And then I come here, and it's got a little phrase here. You probably caught it. It says, and when the 1,000 years are expired, means when time's up, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Going to be loosed out of his prison. Now we done got the rapture of the church. You and I, we done been raptured out. Follow me now. Don't let me lose you right here. Because you're going to go out and you'll be confused. The rapture of the church has done been raptured out. We done been through the tribulation period. And now we're in the millennial reign. Correct? We're at the millennial reign. And now he come to the place where Satan's been bound for 1,000 years. You ever bound something up for 5 days that didn't want to be bound up? Huh, anybody? You ever put a dog up that didn't want to be put up? And when you go let him out, he ain't happy. 1,000 years, this Satan, the liar, the devil, is going to be bound up for 1,000 years. When he's loosed, you think he's going to be happy? No, he's not going to be happy. You think he's going to take it easy on folk? No, he ain't going to take it easy on folk. And here is where I'm at with it right now. Turn with me, if you will, to Deuteronomy 29:29. And we'll study this next week as we go on through, but I want to share this with you tonight. Deuteronomy 29:29. Satan is a deceiver. He's a liar, and he's an enemy. And he's been bound up for 1,000 years. At the end of the millennial reign, it's going to expire. Those that's going to be living during the millennial reign, you'll have to decide who those folks will be. That's for you to go home and dig into. That's for you to go home and study who's going to be in that millennial reign. Deuteronomy 29:29, if you're there, say amen. All right? The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. You can't know everything in this book. There's some things that are secret. It's been penned down. It's been wrote down. If somebody knew everything in this book and they knew the book completely from front cover to back, they'd be God. If they could interpret the whole book and give you the whole book, they'd be God, but they're not God. So he says, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Okay? That we may do all this. I want to read to you out of a Nelson Study Bible, the Thompson, what it is right here. All right. We're at the end. It's going to be a Thompson. At the very end of the study Bible, at the end, I just want to read this to you, okay? So who's going to be at the end of that millennial reign? Who's going to be there when he's loosed? The church is raptured. Church is raptured. I believe you and I are going to be looking in, looking on at what's going on, what's taking place. And here's what it says. Many of the believers who enter the millennium is unresurrected. Natural bodies are survivors of the tribulation. We'll have children who will also reproduce throughout the 1,000 years. Many of the descendants will remain unsaved and unregenerated and will therefore be able to sin. At the end of the millennium, Satan will be released from prison to make one last attempt to defeat Christ. He will deceive the nations in rebellion against God. The reference to Gog and Magog shows that this final battle will be similar to the invasion described in Ezekiel 38. The beloved city is the earthly Jerusalem, headquarters of Christ's millennial kingdom. The rebels will be quickly destroyed by fire from God. Satan will then be cast into the lake of fire with his henchmen and the Antichrist and the false prophet. Their torment will be eternal. Will be eternal. So, you say, you've got me confused. My question is this, and this is completely off subject, but I've dug on this. Who's going to be at the end of the millennial reign? Something just to think about. That's no trick question. I know it says the ones that's there in unresurrected bodies. I understand all that. I understand it. But I can't wrap my mind around it. You ever been there where you just can't wrap your mind around something? How these are going to, went through the tribulation period, now we're at the millennial reign. And how, man, grace of God is still being poured out all the way to the end of the millennial reign. His grace and His mercy. You done come through the tribulation period, now you're at the millennial reign, and you're fixing to be at the end of it. And He's fixing to destroy it, and there's going to be a new heaven, and there's going to be a new earth. Think about God's grace and His mercy. For 1,000 years, they're going to be having, according to the commentary, they're going to be having children for 1,000 years. So, preacher, how are they going to live 1,000 years? I'll give you this, with Satan bound up, the life expectancy is going to be longer. They're not going to be, right? There's not going to be so much deception. There's going to be so much lying. That's going to be gone. And all this stuff is going to be gone that we have to deal with today. Why don't you think about that tonight? You go home, you study that. You dig on that. Because I'm still digging on it. And if I don't have a clarity by next week, we'll just have to go to Revelation 21 and get out of Revelation 20 until we do. But there's some things in that Bible we ain't supposed to understand. And I've read it. I've read it where they give you commentary back and forth in the book all the way through. But I still ain't sold on who's going to be there. That's just my heart. And I want to share that with you tonight. I didn't want to skip over it. I didn't want to run around it. But those that made it through the tribulation period, saved. Those that made it saved and didn't get martyred. Where'd they hide out at? Think about that. Put that on your heart to study on it this week. Give you something good to study on. Maybe you can help me next week with it. Because I've been digging and trying to figure out that. Some things are left to God. Secret things are secret things. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we do love you and we do thank you for this night. We thank you for the very many blessings of life. Lord, I thank you for this study tonight. I thank you that Satan is going to be bound up for 1,000 years. And Lord, I know that the Bible says that he's going to be loosed. And Lord, I pray right now, Father, for the ones that'll be left then. Lord, I already pray for that, Father. Lord, I pray for your will to be done in this local body. Lord, I know Satan, he still deceives, he still lies. And Lord, I see that just because he's our enemy. Lord, he don't like to do nothing else but lie on us. And Lord, I pray tonight you bless the rest of this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Love on somebody.